Each month I look forward to the opportunity to have a brief meditation on these psalms to give explanation and to point them to Jesus Christ. So please listen as I read Psalm 41. To the chief musician, a psalm of David. Blessed is he who considers the poor. The Lord will deliver him in time of trouble. The Lord will preserve him and keep him alive, and he will be blessed on the earth. You will not deliver him to the will of his enemies. The Lord will strengthen him on his bed of illness. You will sustain him on his sick bed. I said, Lord, be merciful to me. Heal my soul, for I have sinned against you. My enemies speak evil of me. When will he die and his name perish? If he comes to see me, he speaks lies. His heart gathers iniquity to itself. When he goes out, he tells it. All who hate me whisper together against me. Against me they devise my hurt. An evil disease, they say, clings to him. And now that he lies down, he will rise up no more. Even my own familiar friend in whom I trusted, who ate my bread, has lifted up his heel against me. But you, O Lord, be merciful to me and raise me up, that I may repay them. By this I know that you are well pleased with me, because my enemy does not triumph over me. As for me, you uphold me and my integrity and set me before your face forever. Blessed be the Lord God of Israel from everlasting to everlasting. Amen and amen. The psalm actually fits very well with the passage in James that I've been preaching on recently. James is talking about the trust that we have in God when we are sick. David here starts by saying, blessed is he who considers the poor. And in this passage, it's thought that David is speaking not about those who are in poverty and those who are poor in the standards of this world, but that he's actually talking about himself. Now, David wasn't experiencing poverty, but he was experiencing certain aspects of the Lord's providence that had brought him low. David suggests, or David speaks about how he has been sustained when he is on his sickbed. If you put this back into the story of David, you might be reminded that there are times when David did indeed sin, and that there were aspects of God's providence that the Lord brought to bear on David's life so that he would understand that. And in the midst of that, David speaks about those who rose up against him, who accused him, who slandered him. Even his best friends are ones that lift up their heel against him. And so David speaks with firsthand knowledge about some very real experiences of the Christian life. He speaks with firsthand knowledge about how detractors treated him. They used these opportunities of his sickness to give further accusation, to accuse him, much like Job's friends did, to say, what have you done so wrong that this disease or sickness clings to you? They used it as opportunities to not only detract from him, but to even stir up strife underneath his rule. But David also speaks with firsthand knowledge about God's providence, of his presence to those who are poor and suffering. He knew his Savior, and he speaks well that God can deliver him in time of trouble. But David also speaks with firsthand knowledge of being humbled by that providence. And while not every sickness is related to sin, David used that humbling as a mechanism to prompt him to confess his sins and repent before the Lord. In this way, David provides us a great opportunity for us to understand that providence of God when we also suffer sickness or disease or troubles in our life. We can understand that God is working in the midst of those, not always to confront sin, but sometimes, yes, to do so. And as David does twice in this psalm, he asks God to be merciful. We can follow that example to use times of suffering to confess our own sin. But I also want to draw your attention to Jesus in this passage. You might wonder where that is. If you look especially at verses 7 through 9, you'll find David speaking about those friends and those enemies that exalted themselves against him and even turned their heel against him. That's a way of saying that they betrayed him. Especially in verse 9, it says, "Even my own familiar friend, in whom I trusted, who ate my bread, has lifted up his heel against me." Jesus quoted this verse. He quoted this to describe the betrayal that he went through when Judas turned against him. Judas was a disciple of his, one of the 12 that were around Jesus during his public ministry. And Judas was one who shared the intimacy of meals, of private conversation, of friendship, of teaching. And yet Judas sold Jesus for 30 pieces of silver. And Jesus points to this verse being fulfilled in Judas. It's actually a theme that comes up in many different places in the Psalter. Very specifically, the idea of the betrayal of a friend comes up 3 different times in the Psalms. And it fits in a larger pattern of the Psalms. And that pattern being the enmity that exists between the righteous and the wicked. It starts in chapter 1 of the Psalms and then flows through in a variety of different ways. You find the enmity or the conflict, and David often crying out about the enemies that exalt themselves against him, against God, and against all of God's people. It's a theme that also fits the flow of redemptive history as well, beginning all the way back in the Garden of Eden with Adam and Satan. You can see it then picked up in David and Goliath, and other places where there is this conflict between man, or the seed of God that is following after the Lord, and the seed of the serpent that is at enmity with God. In this way, I like what Robertson in the flow of the psalm says. He says, "So even today, the focus of faith must be on our champion, the Lord Jesus Christ. He is the climax of this story of enmity, and the promise that is made even back in the Garden of Eden is a promise of Jesus." Robertson goes on and says, "Apart from him, there is no victory for God's people, no salvation, no forgiveness, no prosperity, no perfection. But in his triumph, all who believe in him become more than conquerors through him who loved us and gave himself for us." So as we sing this today and throughout the month, be thinking of Jesus Christ, who was betrayed by his closest friends, who died on the cross and has become our champion, so that in him, the enemy doesn't triumph over God or over his people. But in him, we have become more than conquerors. And we can say, as the psalm closes, "Blessed be the Lord God of Israel from everlasting to everlasting." Amen and amen. Let's sing this together. It's divided into 2 sections. We'll sing that first section first, Psalm 41, Selection A. Let's please stand to sing.